baseball trip 2010 was between July 29th, an isolated game at Citi Field in New York, and then a four-day trip from the 9th of August through the 12th of August. Art Laney and Bruce Williamson, and also Dean Johnson was involved in two of the games. July 29th, Thursday afternoon, Citi Field, New York. A ball game at 12:10 p.m. in New York in the heart of hot summer is a throwback to the old days of baseball. Throw in a knuckleballing starter for the hometown Mets wearing high socks and whose footwork brings back the 1890s, and you feel history clanging a bell. R.A. Dickey, a Texas Ranger disappointment who learned the knuckler in desperation, has been the Mets' best pitcher for the last 6 weeks and was faced with the fearsome Cardinal 1-2 punch of Pujols and Holiday. But Dickey's flutter ball, actually fluctuating from 73 to 80 miles an hour, quite fast for a knuckleball, frustrated all the Cardinals this Thursday afternoon. Dickey shut out the Redbirds on just 4 hits and lasted into the 9th, showing his uncanny control of the pitch, some moxie at the plate, and a style and substance that captured the fans' hearts and imagination. The excitement of the anticipation of watching a knuckleball starter is perhaps even more exciting than seeing a fireballer or a rookie phenom. It includes the delight of watching the utter frustration of the villainous slugger like Pujols seething at the audacity of being challenged by a trick pitch out of the hand of an inferior talent. The David and Goliath slingshot myth all over again. Until he tired in the 9th amidst boos as Jerry Manuel signaled for K-Rod, the fans wanting a complete game shutout, he really was rarely in trouble. Meanwhile, the Met offense, anemic all season, managed 3 runs early, fueled by the speedsters Reyes and Pagan at the top of the order, and a mighty blast by rookie first baseman Ike Davis into the center field seats. The new stadium, Citi Field, glittered on this late July day, which went from blue sky to cloudy to light rain to bright sun in the course of the contest. It's a tough park for home runs, with its cavernous right center field and high walls mixed with thick, muggy air that drops baseballs into outfielders' gloves. Young, speedy outfielders like St. Louis rookie talent John Jay, who somehow doubled off Dickey in the first, and Beltran and Pagan of New York chased down many a ball that flew over 400 feet in the course of the afternoon. Even Davis was a little short in his next at-bat after his home run in the third. Pagan's triple got into the gap and set up New York's 4th run. The 5th was thwarted as Beltran was gunned out at the plate. That was enough for the Mets on this day. K-Rod had his best stuff to quell the Cardinal uprising in the 9th and preserve the shutout. Other memorable snapshots were of new Met Mike Hessman, the current lifetime minor league home run leader, with 329. Hessman, a huge 6'5" infielder, was flawless at third base even though he looked like a dentist and way too tall to play as smoothly as he did. He even beat out a slow roller that trickled off his bat early in the game. Reyes and Castillo turned one nice double play. Rookie catcher Tolle lined a pretty single to center and used his oversized catcher's mitt effectively. Cardinal starter Blake Hawksworth only threw 92-mile-an-hour heaters and 80-mile-an-hour changeups until he tried a curveball, which Ike Davis creamed. Dickey threw only an occasional fastball that topped out at 84 miles an hour. Cardinal lefty reliever Dennis Reyes elicited a fan's reaction. "Look how big and fat he is." He pitched fine. Cardinal third baseman Felipe Lopez misplayed a foul pop down the left field line. Holiday looked shaky in left field for St. Louis. Castillo looked old and hobbled for New York. Pujols looked annoyed and a little gimpy. It was a real nice Met 4-0 win. It's not a great team, but R.A. Dickey was a knuckleball and old-time hero for a day.